My name is Jim Behoosh and welcome to The Sketchbook, a builder's journal of ideas, tips, and technique. I used to wear almost entirely hand-me-downs. My t-shirt source was my uncle. He was a runner. Every race would yield a t-shirt, and he ran a lot of races. I'd happily wear them. If anyone ever asked about the race, I learned to say, "Oh man, that hill was a killer." Over the years, the t-shirts changed. A t-shirt that used to read, "The Bergen County Turkey Trot," eventually morphed into, "The Kmart Bergen County Turkey Trot." On the back were the logos of every bank, drug manufacturer, and car dealership known to man. I loved the goofiness of wearing my uncle's old race t-shirts, but wasn't a fan of being a walking billboard. I went through my clothes and got rid of everything emblazoned with corporate logos. There wasn't much left. It caused me to notice what other people were wearing as well. When did we all start to pay to be walking advertisements? It's an odd thing. A similar evolution took place with house wrap. For many years, the two primary house wraps were Thai Par and Thai Vec. Both have their names stamped all over the product. I never felt great about that. This transitioned into lumberyards having their names stamped all over the house wrap as well. I've never been comfortable with this. Primarily, I use two lumberyards. They're both great. It irked me for years to have one of the yard's names wrapped around a project while another yard was making a delivery. I felt like I had a heart with Sally tattooed on my bicep while that arm was draped over Sue. On my current project, I had, if not a brilliant idea, a pretty good one. Even on my small houses, one roll of house wrap isn't enough. When it came time to get that second roll, I got it from a different yard. I also had a portion of a roll left from a now defunct yard. Instead of exclaiming loyalty to and advertising one yard with my choice of house wrap, I've got three different yards quilted around the house. True, it's like having Sally tattooed on my bicep with my arm around Sue and my other arm around Sophie, but for some odd reason, it makes me happy. Have something you'd like to share on the sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with sketchbook in the subject line.